My name is Stephen Wong. I'm from Victorville, California, around like the Mojave Desert. I am a bio major, and I'm pretty much taking physics because it's required for my major. I'm not very good at physics, but seeing as I have to take it, I might as well stay in the class. It's pretty important to me in the fact that a lot of the concepts I can see and visualize, and it's very easy to understand that, as opposed to, like, say, as a bio major, a lot of the stuff we talk about, it's not that easy to see. It's kind of ambiguous. For intellectual growth, it helps with problem solving, and I really need that in my logic. My logic isn't that good. So the whole purpose of the problem-solving method is so that I understand what I'm doing and how to do things, to look at things logically and make sure it's a logical thought process, as well as what is required to make the equations and problems work. Tony reinforces them a lot, and it's actually really good because I need it to be beaten to my brain pretty much. I have problems understanding mathematical concepts, but I'm sure by the end of the semester, all those concepts that Tony's beating into my head, I'll understand, which is great. As far as college goes, college so far has been, up until this point, I've been enjoying myself, but I must admit, this semester has been really, really stressful. I had to crash a couple of classes and everything, and all in all, college is college. What else is there to say? There's not much else to say about college. I mean, yeah, it's fun meeting new people, talking to people, it's great. But as far as classes go, this is probably the hardest I've ever worked in my entire life. Period. I've always been one that, things come to me naturally. No big deal. I'll just kind of sit there in class. All right, cool, get it. No big deal. Everything's fine. But now in college, I have to actually study my butt off. It sucks really bad. My expectations from college would probably be that just to enjoy myself and, like, grow intellectually and grow in my maturity and understanding of the world. Whereas, like, initially coming into college, I wanted to, all right, everything. Boom, 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 get everything out of the way. I wanted, I'd love to be a dentist someday. Hopefully sometime in the near future. So I would love to, I wanted, heading into college, I was hoping to get everything done within 3 years and just kind of take classes throughout the year, including over the summer, make sure everything was working and make sure I understood everything. So but things have changed. One of the biggest things that have changed is that I realize now it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be anyhow. Like I said earlier, this is probably the most I've studied in my entire life. I've done more studying like within the past year and past month now, month and a half, than I've done throughout all my years in school, period. And it's pretty frustrating for me in the fact that I'm not understanding what I'm supposed to understand, and I'm not, like, doing as well as I believe or think I should. I mean, college. College is all right. So, just the workload is really hard. But even though college is tough and everything, I think a lot of, like, I have a lot of friends and family that are supporting me, and they're always telling me to just take it slowly, take my time, enjoy myself in college, and not always just bury my face in a book, to just relax and have fun, but still do decent enough to where I can get to that next level, get to the point where I want to get to. And also, I'm in clubs and whatnot, trying to meet new people, meet fresh faces, and just enjoying meeting new people. That's why I love, like, this whole physics thing, being in a group. It's so awesome seeing how other people view the same problem that I'm looking at. So...